Now, let's get back to this clash of civilizations thing. Huntington's, you know, everybody is flailing around for some paradigm, you know, some big thing that you can use to control people. And Huntington's idea was clash of civilizations. So, you know, there's Islam and us and all these other things. And the reason why the world, the idea is the reason why the world is so disorderly is because you've got all, you know, with the Cold War going, you've got all these ethnic groups killing each other and so on. Well, as usual, it's always a good idea to start by asking about the facts. Whenever you hear anything said very confidently, the first thing that should come to mind is, wait a minute, is that true? You know. So is it true? I mean, is it true that there's more ethnic conflict now than there was 20 years ago? Well, take a look. In most of the big conflicts that are going on around the world were going on right through the Cold War, like Burundi and Rwanda. There were huge massacres going on in the early 70s. Actually, I wrote about them at the time. Nobody was talking about them because it wasn't interesting. But they were there. There are some, just about every one you pick goes way back. Now, there are some that are new. Those within the former Soviet system, including Yugoslavia, you know, within the old so-called communist system, yeah, they're new. So like the war in Chechnya or, you know, Azerbaijan, Armenia, you know, Tajikistan, you know, these things are all new. But that's standard. Anytime a tyrannical system breaks down, you have all sorts of conflict internal to it. Just take a look at the breakdown of the European empires. Every single one was like that, and most of them were worse. So first of all, the factual basis is very thin. Now what about the principle, clash of civilizations? Like, say, the big bad guy is Islam. Well, there are a few problems with that. The most fundamentalist Islamic state in the world is our big ally, Saudi Arabia. How's that fit? You know? I mean, Saudi Arabia is a real... it's not fundamentalist enough for some of the people in it, but it's pretty extreme. Are we trying to undermine Saudi Arabia? Of course not. They're sitting on all the oil, you know. In fact, they're our clients. That's a family dictatorship that we keep in power because they make sure that the money from oil doesn't go to the people of the region but goes to London and New York. So they're okay. There's no clash of civilizations there. That's state fundamental. What about individual, you know, like not non-state? Well, by far the worst ones are the guys who are tearing Afghanistan to pieces. You find more crazy Islamic fundamentalists around than them. I don't know about them. Where'd they get their power from? Well, your pocket, you know. They got $6 billion or so, it's claimed, from the United States and Saudi Arabia through the 1980s. Now they're tearing Afghanistan apart, but it's not our, you know, nothing that we did. You know, we're only wonderful people. So where is this clash of civilizations between Islam and the West? I don't see it. I mean, Indonesia is a Islamic state. Do you see us trying to undermine Indonesia? Yeah. I mean, in a lot of rotten things in Indonesia, like, for example, wages are about half the level of China, which is not so munificent. Do you see us doing anything about that? I mean, I think this is all farce, you know. I mean, I don't mean to say total farce. Like, there must be a new paradigm, you know, something that people can build their careers on and write books about and so on and so forth, which can then be turned into a device of controlling people. That part is true. And maybe this will work, or if it doesn't, you try something else.